It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse.
Yay!
Where we go down to the courthouse and ask a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Oh, just passing through, man. You know what I mean?
Well, you look... I'm sorry to interrupt you, man, but you look fresh, bro. You're, like, in a suit jacket. You got a blazer on. You got, you know, nice shoes. Why are y'all so dressed up for?
Man, you know, dress and impress, that's all it's about, man. You know what I'm saying? Out here, a lot of people are doing bad and stuff. You know, if you're going to go down, you know what I'm saying, in style. That's all I see it, man.
So if you're going to get locked up, be classy about it.
Well, exactly, man. When you get back out, you're going to have some nice clothes, right?
You take your clothes, that's right. They give it back to you?
Yep. That's what I'm talking about.
I never thought about that.
That's solid logic.
I'm out there all the time. Most of the time when you see someone coming out, you can tell they have like a big bag on
them
all their clothes and belongings. If someone walks out with a nice suit.
Yeah. Can you imagine getting out of jail and you're like, this is what I wore the day I went here? Dang it.
I hate
this shirt.
Oh, I thought I was going to go right to the club.
Yeah.
My hope is that that guy also brought his weapon to jail.
Oh, okay.
You get it on the way out, get right back to what you were doing before.
No, I don't. They don't let you.
Oh,
that's
they don't?
That's not how it works.
No, you check it in and then you...
No, it's not like a tie.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Yeah.
I haven't been, so I don't
know.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Going to court.
For what?
Because they told me to come to court.
Oh, that's a very, like, diplomatic answer. Are you pleading the fifth?
Nah, I was just smoking weed today and found out I had to come to court.
You were smoking weed right before this?
Yeah. I'm high right now.
What's it like sitting in court when you're high?
Honestly, it go by faster. I was in there, in and out. I was eating some Hershey's and I had some, you know, some white chocolate Kit Kat. Honestly, this was the best court of my life today. I was feeling good.
Anything else you want to say? A shout out you want to give?
Yeah, man. I want to shout out to all them, man.
That's it?
I guess. I'm high as I don't know who to even shout out.
Shout out to everyone.
Yeah. Whoever. I mean, I went on Yelp and I gave that court 5-star reviews. That was so good.
But I bet no one in court noticed that he was high.
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shoving Kit Kats into his mouth. Oh.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Oh, I just got done taking a you know?
Okay, so is that why you came here?
Oh, yeah, since they won't let me use the bathroom nowhere else, so I come to the bathroom at the courthouse to take a I think I flushed it this time because there was a dude kept coming after me, and I didn't want him to feel bad to flush after me. I just like the janitor doing it, you know what I'm saying?
That's really polite of you, man. That's really gentlemanlike of you.
Yeah, most of the time I don't really get you know, but...
Well, now that you did your business, what are you about to get into, bro?
I was going to go find some weed around the block.
Well, you know you smoke too much weed, you're going to get hungry, and then you're going to have that whole pooping problem all over again.
Oh, don't worry. So I just my in the alley. If you ever see in the alley with toilet paper, that's me half the time.
That's your mark?
Yeah, that's my mark.
No.
Oh, my God.
Go back to the courthouse. At first, I thought he was, like, disturbed for doing it there. But then, the alternative. Yeah. Like, what?
You always ask yourself the question when you see a turd in an alley. Who does this? Yeah. I met him, Brooke. We know the guy who does the flush in public restrooms.
Why was he so proud of it?
I don't know.
Be ashamed.
But we found him, everybody.
Yeah. And I think the weird part is that he has toilet paper with him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he knew enough to bring toilet paper into an alleyway.
It's a really good point, Jeffrey.
Where did you get the toilet paper? Just wherever you found it, go there.
The source of the toilet paper.
Seriously, what are you doing?
What you doing at the courthouse?
Getting fingerprinted.
For what?
For hire license.
What does that mean?
That's for able to drive taxis and stuff.
Oh, so you're trying to drive cabs?
Right. Uber and Lyft.
Oh, okay, that's cool. I didn't know you had to get fingerprinted and stuff.
You do now. They just changed the regulations.
So, why did you decide to start driving for a living?
I mean, I like to drive, so I don't mind driving. Driving's fun for me, so.
Do you have a sweet ride or anything that you can upcharge people to pick them up, like a big Escalade or something?
No, I just drive a four-door, a Volkswagen.
So you have the life, dude.
Yeah.
Most people think I have the life because I'm on the radio, man. But you over here, dude, I want to be you right now.
What? Because it sounds that he did not sound very excited about it.
No. I mean, like, he drives and makes money for a living. I mean, you know, and he probably listens to us, maybe.
We've heard you do a lot of clips, Jose, and you'll agree with literally anybody at the courthouse. Like, oh, you killed your entire family, man?
Yeah.
Oh, you have the life,
yeah,
dude.
I'm a nice guy. What do you
You're a pleaser.
Yeah, you are.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Oh, I had a trial for, battle custody.
Okay, so you're involved in this battle of custody?
Yeah, I missed my four children for 4 years.
Four kids? That's a lot of kids.
It's not four. It's more than that. It's eight kids.
You have eight kids?
No. 9 children, and I have 7 back home right now.
You have 9 children and 7 back home?
Yeah, and I have grandchildren also.
Okay, so 16 total kids. How many are you going to shoot for?
No, 16. I have more than 16, right?
More than 16. Okay, we're going up again.
Yeah, so...
How many total?
It's 20. 2-0.
Oh my gosh, and you still have more kids to go, right?
And still I can go again.
What? What, 20 children?
Yeah. He's an animal.
I feel like he was pumping out kids as the interview was going along.
He's like counting them. Wait, I had 2 more just now.
That was impressive. That's what you're doing at the courthouse. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.